Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to talk with Mark Schlereth here, our Odyssey NFL insider and host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Make sure you check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And a good afternoon to you, Mark. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're once again, you know, smack dab in the middle of it here with the NFL national TV shows talking about Mike McCarthy being let go, Deion Sanders. Let's start with, you know, who would you hire to be the Cowboys' next head coach if you were in charge?
Well, I mean, if I was in charge and I knew that Mike McCarthy wasn't going to be my coach, maybe I would have had a couple of Zoom calls with some qualified candidates like Ben Johnson or maybe somebody else last week, but apparently I don't know what you were doing. I just read a report that there was no negotiations that happened.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, what are you doing? And I say it all the time, and I know Cowboy fans are sick of hearing it, but the bottom line, you haven't won anything in 30 years. And I say it, I've said it for the last 15 years, maybe since I've been on TV, as long as Jerry Jones is operating that organization, you will never win anything. And the simple fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter who you hire as your coach if you don't empower the guy. If he doesn't get to pick all of his own staff, if he doesn't have to say in personnel, if he's not in charge of the organization, he will not be respected in an NFL locker room. So I really don't care who you get. It's going to be, you know, the same thing that you've seen for the last 30 years. You know, they'll fail in the biggest moments. So pick whoever you want. Doesn't matter to me. Wow. It's not going to work.
What are the players saying in a situation like that when the coach isn't empowered? Like, specifically, how does that, like, demotivate guys?
Well, it doesn't demotivate. It's not, you're still putting it on film, right? You're still going out there and working on film. But when the guy says, we're going to do this, you know, or, like, I'll give you for instance. Like, I played for Joe Gibbs, one of the most regal men I have ever been around in my entire life. But Joe Gibbs would cut your ass without even thinking twice about it, and he had the authority to do it. I don't care who you were. As did Mike Shanahan. Mike Shanahan would cut your ass and then have you over for his house to have pizza afterwards. He didn't care. And you knew that going in. Listen, if Mike McCarthy were trying to cut you and you were a prominent player, you know what? You'd bypass him and go to Jerry, and Jerry would solve it. And I told you guys this before, when the report comes out that Trey Lance shows up in the locker room and neither Mike McCarthy nor your quarterback Dak Prescott knew about it, that's a problem. And everybody in that locker room knows it's a problem. And so, you know, ultimately you can circumvent the authority of your head coach. And when the going gets tough, you know, guys have a back staircase up to the owner's office. It's a recipe for disaster from an organizational standpoint. And, you know, we can pretend that it's not. We can say that I'm just making a big deal out of nothing. But the proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. 30 years. 30 freaking, you're the Dallas freaking Cowboys. You're the one team that everybody talks about. You're a must. Man, I do a TV show every day. You know what we try to work in every single day?
The Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because you're that big a brand. And the fact that you can't win a championship and you have the money and you have the assets and you have the wherewithal, but your owner gets in your way, it's sad.
Speaking the truth, Stink, and I know you guys went over Deion in that on Breakfast Ball this morning. Do you think that Deion in Dallas would be empowered by Jerry Jones?
I don't think anybody in Dallas would be empowered by Jerry Jones. You didn't empower Bill Parcells. Like, seriously, like, if you can't empower Bill Parcells, like, who are you going to empower? Like, you took a Super Bowl winning coach and you fired it, right? And you had such a good team, you won another one with Barry Switzer. I just showed up and was Barry Switzer. Like, who do you think is going to convince Jerry to relinquish power and let that guy control the entirety of the franchise from the football operations standpoint? The answer is nobody. So, hey, Deion, I love Deion. I coached, I did some guest coaching this spring up at CU with Deion. And Deion's a connective guy. Like, Deion is a motivator. Deion, like, I always, like, I get in arguments with people because they're, oh, he's not a good coach. He's a leader. He is a CEO. He would, you know, he knows what he wants. And I'm not saying he can do it with the X's and O's, but there are plenty of coaches over the course of time that have done it that way. Hey, Pete Carroll's a brilliant guy. Pete Carroll's an unbelievable energy guy. He knows exactly what he wants, but he's not coaching the defense and he's not coaching the offense. He's not calling the plays. He's hiring people to do that for him, and he's managing the football team. He's inspiring the football team. He's doing all those things. There are plenty of those guys out there. The John Harbaughs of the world, they know what they want, and they're in charge of the day-to-day operations and checking off on both game plans and all that stuff. But again, who is Jerry going to give the authority to actually run the day-to-day organization and that Jerry will acquiesce to? And the answer is no one on the planet.
What'd you think of Shador when you were up there?
He's unbelievable. He's just unbelievably talented. You know, he definitely can sling it. And he definitely, you know, talking to the offensive coordinator and talking to the offensive coaches, he certainly understands offensive football. He understands, you know, more importantly, probably understands what the defenses are trying to do to him. And like I said, he's incredibly talented. He's a talented young guy. He's great from that standpoint with his teammates and everything else.
Okay, so looking at wild card round, looking ahead, the division around Stink, Bills and Ravens both looked dang good. Is this the year one of them stops the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think if the Ravens play Ravens football, right, they run the ball, they play bully ball, they beat you up, I don't think there's anybody in the league right now that can beat the Ravens. When they play that way with Lamar and with Derrick Henry, like, that's, you know, that's their formula.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
For success. Now, when somebody stops that style of football and, you know, in playoff football and makes Lamar actually perform in a drop-back fashion. You know, it's interesting to me because everybody will sit there and say, because everybody's afraid to actually tell the truth. And the truth is he's phenomenal. The truth is he may win the MVP and he'd be deserving of it. But when it comes to playoff football, okay, and you shut their run game down and you make him drop back 35 times, that's where the struggles present themselves. He gets, like, because of their run game, man, even when they do the drop back play action off their run game, when they're running the snot out of the ball and he's only throwing it 25 times a game or whatever, and they're running it like they do, they're unbeatable. They are phenomenal. And the history, you know, this year notwithstanding, he's had good playoff games before, but I'm saying when they shut down that run game or when the coaches get away from it like they did in that Kansas City game a year ago where they only had, what, 6, 7, 8 carries by the running backs, like that is a recipe for failure. You know, it's funny. When Russell Wilson was in the height of his career back in his Seahawks day, I sat down with a couple defensive coordinators over the course of the year. They both said the same thing. The key to beating Russell Wilson is making him throw it 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can make him throw it, like, that's when he'll struggle. That's when his weaknesses will be exposed. So, like, it's not a knock. And the bottom line is the reason that there's a narrative out there that he hasn't performed well in the playoffs is because, you know, up to this last game, going into this year's playoffs, he was 2-4. He was completing 57% of his passes. He had 9 total touchdowns between running and passing and 9 total turnovers. So, like, that's the narrative exists because it's true. And so, anyhow, if they played the style with which they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't think anybody can beat them.
Stink, should the Lions and the Eagles be worried about the Commanders and then what you're going to see from the Rams?
Yeah, I mean, from the Commanders, you know, they got a quarterback that's an absolute wild card. And, that dude is incredible. Not only throwing the ball, but that dude is fearless from the standpoint of, we'll go for it on every fourth down. And, sure, you know, one of the things I love, Dan Quinn, this is amazing. Most defensive coaches err on the side of, let me protect my defense. Let me make sure that my defense is protected. And Dan Quinn looked at his team realistically and said, my defense is not that good. And we've got some things that we've got to work on. We've got some strengths, but we've definitely got some weaknesses from a coverage standpoint. So we're going to go for it on every fourth down because my quarterback has got that kind of, you know, that kind of guts. So we're doing it. And it just, to me, it's amazing that he's basically saying, dude, we'll put our defense out there. We know we're going to have to outscore people. We understand what we are and how we're made. And it just goes to show you, you know, when everybody sits there and says, we need the next Ben Johnson. We need a young, you know, a young, energetic, cutting-edge coach that really, like, I just find that stupid. Like, I find that ridiculous. Can you communicate? And can you connect with people? Whether you're 60 or whether you're 32, do you have that? The real thing that you need to look for is authenticity. Are you authentic? Mm-hmm. Do you have everybody's ear? Do they respect you? Or do they fear you? Because there needs to be some fear involved in this. And if the answer to those is no, then being 32 doesn't matter, or being 35 doesn't matter. It's amazing. Like, we get into these, oh, I got to have a young guy and a young coordinator and a young offensive guy. And I think it's one of the stupidest things that I hear from analysts and from, you know, TV people and radio people. Got to have this. Hey, man, you can either communicate. I'll tell you this. Dan Quinn is one of the most authentic, uniquely connected guys. You had him in Dallas, too. You had him in Dallas. And I don't know how much time you guys spent with him, but he is, that's who he is. And there's non-negotiables. And if you don't fit the non-negotiables, you know, from the standpoint of how hard we play and what we do, and he'll get rid of you. I love that about him, and I look at this time of the year and people getting all Twitter painted about somebody because he's 35 makes no sense to me.
With eight teams left to go, Stink, we're a little short on time, but we were trying to decide which of these fan bases would you most want to party with in New Orleans.
Oh, gotta be the Bills Mafia. Yeah. I mean, they're a bunch of drunk idiots. I love them. They're awesome.
Man, Detroit would be lit too, wouldn't they? After all these years of pent up excitement,
Detroit would be all because they are so blue collar, and they like Dan Quinn is the best. He's the best thing that ever happened to Detroit. He is Detroit through and through. So yeah, that'd be another great one.
Anything but Eagles fans, right?
Yeah, well, you see the guy got fired from his job.
Yeah.
The guy
that was that bad fan. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, man, people in Philly, man.
Well, thanks.
I know we're up against it, but Philly fans, man, I went up there to watch my kid pitch, and he was in the bullpen, and Philly fans were dog cussing him, talking smack on his sisters and my wife, and I walked up, and those same guys that were dog cussing my son asked for an autograph.
No way. Spineless bastards. Oh, yeah.
No shame.
They were you mother effing, blah, 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 your mom's a, you know, I mean, on and on, I'm walking right up out here every day. Hey, can I get an autograph? Let's take a picture.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mark. Enjoy the divisional weekend. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday.
All right, sounds good.
What a legend. Host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast, Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider. Check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Chief, in addition to the finest coming up next, right?
Yes, Mahomes is in championship mode. We got an update on the Aaron Glenn sweepstakes, and Peyton Manning has some advice for quarterbacks next year in the nation.